You're all set.
And would you turn on the first, today's first?
Okay.
All right, well, good morning, everyone. I needed an engineer to come up and make sure I turn this on right. Apparently, I don't do it right when I come up here. Imagine that. Anyway, I had a couple of people say, oh, I'm looking forward to hear what you have to say. And I'm always looking forward to see, too. But they said the title got them was Lions and Tigers and Bears, oh my. And that is quite a title, don't you think? I didn't come up with it myself. I heard it somewhere. There was a movie years ago. Maybe you heard of it, The Wizard of Oz. And in that movie, Dorothy wanted to go back to Kansas. You remember that? Dorothy wanted to go back to Kansas. I'm going to talk about the movie today. So just briefly. And then she ran across some other people who needed things. Scarecrow, right? He needed a heart. Right? He needed a heart? No. He needed a brain. All right. He needed a brain. And I love the line where she says, how can you talk if you have no brain? And the Scarecrow says, there's a lot of people that talk that have no brain. And then the lion, he wanted some courage. And the Tin Man, he needed a heart. Right. Okay. So they hear about this wizard, and the Wizard of Oz. And he can provide all these things, the great wizard. And then how do you get to the wizard? Well, you follow the yellow brick road. Remember that? We could all probably sing it. We're not going to, but we all probably could, right? We're off to see the wizard, right? And then we're going to follow the yellow brick road. It all sounded so good. Right? And they started out, and they were joined arms, remember? And they all started skipping and singing. We're off to see the wizard. And everything was going good. And then all of a sudden, fear set in, right? All of a sudden, it was like they were afraid. What happened? Well, they found out they were going through this woods, I guess, and there were lions and tigers and bears. And it scared them. They were all afraid. And all starts, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Remember? And they kept going, lions and tigers. And now they're afraid to go to the wizard. What happened? What happened? So, Jesus, right? He wasn't in the story. We're going to skip over now. Jesus is walking on the water, and he comes up to the boat, and they said, oh, it must be a ghost. And they were all scared. Can you imagine being on that boat? Just imagine, like, for a second. You're on this boat, and something comes walking toward you on the boat, on the water. What would you think? That'd be kind of scary. I'd be a little nervous. What is that walking on the boat? I remember I was in the Navy. It's good I remember that. So I remember being out at sea, and it was a little dark. It was dark. And there was a helicopter coming toward the ship, and it was going to, I guess, drop off some stores or whatever it was going to do. But I wasn't like in the in crowd where I knew all the information. You know, I didn't know there was a helicopter coming. I just remember being outside on the deck and seeing this light from the distance coming toward us on a ship out in the middle of the ocean. I was getting scared. I didn't know what it was. I had no idea what it was. And I'm thinking, are we under attack? I mean, there was no war going on. I was in during the Cold War. You know, it wasn't a war time. But I remember seeing this light, and it was getting closer and bigger. I got a little nervous. And so I can imagine how these guys felt as something was coming toward their boat out in the middle of nowhere. And they say, oh, it's a ghost. And then Jesus said, no, it's just me. Relax. Don't be afraid. And then Peter, of course, Peter, he's got to try everything. Peter says, if it's really you, call me to you and let me walk on water. I wanted that verse to be up there because it said, and then he walked on water. He walked on the water. He walked on it. It said he walked on the water. But he was distracted by the wind. And that's when he sunk. He was distracted by the wind. But he was doing it. What happened? What on earth happened? He was doing it. He's looking at Jesus. He's walking on the water. And then all of a sudden, the wind distracts him. And he's underwater now. I'm thinking lions and tigers and bears, oh my. He got scared, maybe. He was distracted. Hey, what am I doing here? It seemed like a good idea at the time. Did you ever have a good idea at the time? Didn't work out so good? I've had good ideas at the time that didn't work out so good. You know, maybe that wasn't my best idea, you know. And so, but he sunk. And then he called out to Jesus, and of course Jesus lifted him up and saved him. But he took his eyes off of Jesus. He took his eyes off the prize. Dorothy and her crew, they took their eyes off the wizard, right? They saw the lions and tigers and bears. Remember in that movie, too? Now, if I was Steve over in Melbourne, our preacher, you know, in Melbourne, Steve is like an electronic whiz. He could turn this thing on by himself. And he does a lot of things. He'd have pictures. How do you do? They have a name for it. Photo. I don't know, but anyway, had slides. And so Steve would have a slide of flying monkeys. I could see Steve's slide of flying monkeys, because this would be the time where he'd want us all to like laugh. So we'd see flying monkeys. And Dorothy and her crew saw flying monkeys, the Wicked Witch, right, all that kind of stuff. A lot of fear came about them. I think of that sometimes as the wind, that fear, that confusion, that, you know, that kind of stuff. And as Christians, I come here to, I don't know, some people call it preaching, some people call it a lesson, whatever we want to call it. I come here to hopefully encourage. That's what I like to do when I talk, is encourage. And encourage us to have faith in God and to trust in God. And that's hopefully what today's message is about, not to scare you about flying tigers, flying monkeys. Flying tigers even be scarier. But they'll give you bad dreams or something. But they had this fear. They had this stuff going on. And distractions. Things that took their eyes off the prize. And do we have that today? Do we have that today? You know, we have conversations with other people, and I don't mean here in church. Usually when we have conversations here, we talk about how's John doing with his foot, right? How's Nelson doing with his side? How did Susan make out with her heart attack? You know, how is so-and-so doing? It's Ms. Woodford's birthday. You know, we talk about things that have to do with the family. We talk about godly things. We don't usually talk about the conversations we have maybe at work. We say, I don't know if you know this, but there's an election coming up. Did you hear about that? We have this election coming up in November, and there are a lot of ads. I don't know if you've seen some of them. And there are a lot of people speaking out about it. One actor said, you know, we should probably just get rid of all the Trump fans. We just get rid of them. I don't know what we're going to do with them, but we need to get rid of them. So, and there's other actors who say things, and then we have conversations about that. And then say, so, you know, there's 33,000 missing emails. They used it as the confetti at the Democratic National Convention coming down. I don't know if you know that. And then Trump wants to build a giant wall. Right? And we have these conversations with people. We have to keep people out. We need to keep the Mexicans out. We got these Muslims coming in. It's scary stuff. I mean, they got me terrified, you know? If I listen to this stuff over and over again about, you know, if this person gets charged, they're going to have the Supreme Court in the bottom of their hands for the next God knows how long, you know? There's a lot of stuff out there that take us away from looking at God. And that's what people want. They want to talk about what's here and now and take their eyes off what's eternal. And what's eternal is probably a lot more important than what's going on right now. You know, there's a lot of things people... You know, we talk about our young people. Our young people, boy, what a life. What kind of life are we giving them? You know, back in the good old days. Remember the good old days? Remember the good old days when everything was wonderful? The good old days when we didn't have these problems. When I was in like first and second grade, I don't know if some of you remember this, but we thought the Russians were going to invade us. Remember that? I mean, it's real. We used to have drills where we had to hide under our desk. Remember that? Anybody remember hiding under their desk? We used to go under our desk just in case the Russians dropped a bomb. I don't know what we were going to do with the nuclear fallout under that desk, but we were under that desk. You talk about having bad dreams. And fire drills. My God. I remember the teacher saying one day, you know, if there was a real fire, you kids would have burned up. You're too slow. Very cool. You know, that's something to take home. You know, there was no problems in the good old days. In the good old days, I was in first grade. And I don't know how old you were when this happened, or if you were here. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this guy, the AV tech, I guess, brings this television into our class. First grade. We don't know what this television's all about. Maybe we thought we were going to watch cartoons or something. And there's this guy. He was an old guy. His name was Walter Cronkite. And his glasses were full of water. And he was crying. The president had just been shot. John F. Kennedy had just been shot. Remember that? I was afraid to walk home. And that's no joke. I was afraid to walk home. I thought I was going to get shot. My father sent me next door for something that night to get something from a neighbor. He had to stand on the porch. He never had to stand on the porch before. I just run over there. But I thought maybe I'd get shot on the way over. You know, there's always been stuff going on. You know, we got this business with emails and walls. In the good old days, we didn't have problems with politicians, right? Ever, right? I was in junior high and they impeached the president. He quit. He resigned. Remember that? Richard Nixon? He was gone. And before that, his vice president got in trouble and they had to get a new vice president. So, and then the president had to go, so they got this guy from Congress and he became the president. Never elected, just came the president. This stuff has been going on forever. Forever. There's nothing new. What does it say? It says in the Bible, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, and we've survived all of this. We've survived it all. And we're going to survive this. We're going to survive this. There's no question. You know, I read about in a lot of places where it says sexual immorality is the biggest problem that we have today. Do you know that there's more internet sites with sexual stuff on it than anything else on the internet? Do you know that more books and magazines are sold that are sexually explicit? I mean, isn't that horrible? That's nothing new. God talks about it in the Bible. Some of our greatest Bible heroes succumbed to that kind of sin. We have David, Samson, how many others? Solomon, how many wives did he have and concubines? This is nothing new. What did they do? What did we do? There's a lot of distractions, a lot of confusions, a lot of darkness, a lot of sin in the world. I love the song where it says the folly of sin. I wish sin was just a folly. It's not a folly. And we say it's a folly. It probably is. It's a folly. It's something that's false, that we shouldn't be doing. But I think of the darkness of sin. I think of how we turn from God. And these fears that we have. I'm afraid. I'm distracted. You know, there's a lot of people out there who are searching for God, who are searching for something. And we have an opportunity in this world today to help bring them to God and to bring them to Jesus. But if we're talking about the same old garbage that everybody else is talking about, and if we're complaining, and we're afraid, and we're scared, and we're just, you know, sharing rumors that everybody else is sharing, does that make us any different than the people of the world? What are we saying? What are we sharing? Are we sharing the positive Are we sharing looking into the eyes of Jesus, not turning away? Or are we just sharing what everybody else is sharing? Are we adding to the darkness? Are we adding to the fear? Are we adding to the fear of the wall, the fear of the, I don't know, emails, the fear of the people coming in from... People have been coming into this country for years. If my grandfather was alive, he'd tell you, you know, back in my day, when they came over from Ireland, I'm a little Irish, and when they came over from Ireland, they didn't want the Irish over here. They just didn't want them here. They just didn't want them here. I met a lady, this is a funny little story. When I was younger, I was in the seminary, I was Catholic back then. I was going to be a priest, I thought, and I remember going to my friend's grandmother's house. His great-grandmother. She was 102 years old at that time. She was from Italy, right? And so I got the impression she didn't like the Irish. She was making me and Jimmy a cup of tea. She had a little bag saying, you want tea? Whether we wanted tea or not, we were getting tea. And 102, she was making us tea. And she was telling us about her adventure coming to the United States on the boat and the water dripping on her son's head and him crying. And he's like 75, he's the son. And he's saying, Grandma, you got to stop telling that story. But anyway, and she says, we got here. And the Irish, they're so stupid, they're lazy. And Jimmy's saying, Grandma, Kenny's Irish. He's not all the Irish, you know. So was there racism? Was there... You know, is this something new? You know, this has been going on forever. The Gentiles, right? The woman at the well, she was a Samaritan. Well, they didn't like Samaritans. The Samaritans were lowlifes, right? But Jesus took water from a Samaritan. Jesus was always the light to show that differences didn't matter. Willie got up here and he said, we come to the Lord's Supper as one. Right? We come as one. That's a beautiful thought, isn't it? That we all come as one. We think about that. We come as one. We come to the Lord's Supper with one mind. I would imagine none of you thought about Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or George Bush or the Wizard of Oz or any of that kind of stuff when you were preparing for the Lord's Supper. Most of us think about Jesus giving his life. We think about the night before he died. We think about what he went through, the torture. We think about that he loves us that much that he would give us his life so that we could have eternal life. That's the mind we come here with. I'm not talking to people who don't agree with this. I'm talking to people who agree with this. And, you know, but it's so easy to get wrapped up. It's so easy to see the flying monkeys. It's so easy to see the wind. Because we see it. It's out there. That's one of those satanic attacks, I believe, that stuff. That Satan is really trying to get us. Jesus says, he's like a crouching lion, just waiting to pounce. That's what God said. He said, he's just waiting to pounce. Any good moment is good, right? And how many moments has he pounced? You know, you're right, they'll probably just tunnel under them, break those walls. You know, that's what they do. They tunnel under walls. You know, and we'll find a way to get them over here. You know, they'll just destroy the world. We'll be in... What about... Well, maybe God has a plan. I don't know. I don't know what God's plan is. Maybe with all them Muslims coming over, we got a whole new group of people to convert. You know, I don't know. But whatever happens, I have God to look at. I have God I need to be looking at. Coming here on Sunday or Wednesday or any day we get to all gather, we get to encourage one another and to remind each other that that's where our eyes should be, on God, and not always on the world. There's plenty of stuff out there that we could get involved in. You know, and there's a lot of good stuff out there we get involved in, too. There's a lot of nice, fun stuff we could do. You know, family picnics, family outings, sports, you know, all kinds of things, you know, classes, that kind of stuff. But we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. And I think sometimes of some of our Bible heroes who didn't do that. I think of Solomon, who was set apart at birth for God, and he ended up with a prostitute. I think of David, who was, how did God, he was, God loved David. He was special to God, and he committed adultery, and then ultimately sent out the husband out to die, Uriah, in the battle. And I think about those temptations that are out there. There's a lot of temptations out there. There's a lot of distractions out there. There's a lot of things that can fear. But God says, bring me your burdens. God wants his attention to be on him. He tells us, if we have a problem, bring me your burden. I will help you. I'll help you carry it. You don't have to do this by yourself. I don't believe I've read a story about any prophet that doesn't say, I'll be with you. He told Moses, I'll be with you. I'll help you. You're not alone. He tells that. He tells us that. We're not alone. We're here. We have help. And so our eyes need to be on the prize. Now back to Dorothy and her crew. They finally met the wizard, right? They finally got there. And what did the wizard tell them? You had this all along, right? He didn't tell you, you don't need any of this, right? He told the scarecrow he had a brain. He was already smart, right? He told the Tin Man he was a lovable guy. He always had a heart, right? He told the lion that he always had courage. Even though he was afraid, he still did things, right? Then Dorothy got to go off to Kansas, right? Back to Kansas. And so God told her, we have this. We have this in us, this wind. It said that Peter stepped out of the boat, walked on the water until he was distracted by the wind. Does that mean I'm telling you to leave here today and go walk on the water? If that's what you want to do, go do it. But we've got to keep our eyes on Jesus, the prize. In order to live, in order to live in this world, we have to keep our eyes on the prize. And we also have to be a light. We have to be the light. We are the light. You know, it says we're the children of the light, we're the light. And are we the light if we add to the darkness? You know, if I get involved in all those scary, distracting, confusing, rumor conversations, who am I helping? Who am I helping? I'm not even helping me. You know? I get to complain for a little while. I have nothing to complain about. Life is good. I have God. I have Jesus in my life. I need to share that. I need to let people know about that. Not long ago, my son, I'm not going to close, my son Kenny, he's now 27, but we have this fantasy, we do all of them, but we have this fantasy baseball league, and his friend offered me a trade. And so I took the trade, and then he decided he didn't like the trade. So he got on the horn and he called all his friends and told them to veto the trade, right? So he was like cheating, right? That's cheating. And it turned out he'd also been drinking. And so everybody was up in arms. You know, it became an issue that I was cheated. I was a little mad, but it really wasn't a big deal. It's just a game. But my son, it was mad. And then the kid, he ends up calling me and apologizing 15 different ways, you know. He was sorry, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'll just give you the players. You don't even have to give me anything back. And I said, you know, it's really all right. It's not that big a deal. He goes, no, I should be punished. I was like, nah, you really don't need to be punished. It's really okay. And then my son texts me. He goes, you Christians. You Christians. I like that. I like hearing that. That was like a... That was a great compliment, I thought, you Christians, that they saw that, you know, I could forgive him, it's okay. And that's like a little silly example, but there were a lot of people who thought he should be punished for what he did, and I just let it go. You know, it's not a big deal. And I think we have to do that more for people. We have to let people off the hook. We have to love people and show that love as we go out through life, even if it's just in a little game. So my son got to learn something, you know. His friends got to learn something. And I was just letting them off the hook. you know. But they did, like, you Christians. And they talked about that, like, how come your dad isn't going to, my dad's a Christian, he has to forgive. So it's good that people can learn from just little things like that. What am I posting on Facebook? You know, what am I posting on Twitter? What am I sending out there to the world? Am I sending out there darkness and nonsense, or am I posting something positive? You know, pictures of my family, you know, things that I love, you know, positive kind of things. I have a couple of people who come to my posts and say, I love coming here because it's always positive. And that's the goal, right? That's the goal. So there's lots of times I want to add to the mayhem, but I got to like stop myself and say, no, that's not what I'm about. That's not what I want to be about. And I hope I'm just one of many, you know. I hope I'm one of many. I know I'm not the only one, but I hope I'm one of many, especially my brothers and sisters who, you know, encourage me and bring me along. So anyway, I'm going to close with a prayer, and thank you for listening. And don't be having nightmares about those flying monkeys, all right? I'll stop reminding you about them. Anyway, well, Father, we thank you so much for letting us step out of the boat, giving us that opportunity, and know that when we fall, you'll pick us back up, that you'll save us. But God, we have to keep stepping out. We have to keep doing what we know you want us to do. We know that sometimes we're going to succeed, sometimes we're going to fail, sometimes we're not going to know what to do. But thank you for giving us each other to encourage each other, to learn from one another, to have your word available to us in all instances that we can find what's right and what's wrong, what you would have us do and not do. Father, we thank you for everyone that's here today. We're just so blessed to have a family that we can come and enjoy each other's company for a little while, and to get out of the rat race and just be together and to worship, sing songs and pray and share in the Lord's Supper and to hear a message and to just enjoy a Sunday morning. And Father, help us to bring this out as we leave. And Father, we thank you for Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. You may have turned this off.
That's okay.